You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about why they didn't go to university directly after leaving school. For questions 19 to 23, choose which of the reasons, A to H, each speaker gives. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
At school, I always thought I'd wake up one day knowing exactly what I wanted to do with my life, but that never happened. I did like the idea of eventually going to university, but it felt like same again after 12 years of having my nose in books. When I was offered a job straight out of school, I took it without thinking. I changed jobs quite a bit before the penny finally dropped, and I realised that nursing was the career for me. I also felt that the time was right because I'd done a lot of growing up in the intervening years. So here I am at university at last.
Speaker 2.
Well, my wife and I got married really young, straight out of school. We just wanted to get on with being independent, I suppose, and getting on the first rung of the employment ladder was central to that. We both went out and got ourselves good positions, so financially we were secure. But after a few years, I felt I wanted to change direction in terms of my work, and I realised that higher education was the only way. My wife and kids tried to persuade me to do something in computers so I could earn loads of money, but I chose to do politics instead.
Speaker 3.
When I didn't apply for a university place in my final year at school, people thought I wanted to take a year out for travelling. But I've wanted to be a vet for as long as I can remember, and I especially want to treat wild animals, and opportunities for studying that subject at university are few and far between. It actually took me ages to come up with one that exactly fitted the bill. Eventually, I got offered a place at a university in Europe, starting next year. At least I've got time to earn a bit of money to take with me, and I can hardly wait to go.
Speaker 4.
My parents dropped a bombshell when I was in my final year at school. They calmly announced that we were emigrating to Australia, where I live now. Staying behind to go to university was never an option for me because Australia was a place I'd always fancied visiting. I think my parents just thought I'd be able to get straight into university in Australia, but the system's a bit different here, and it turned out I'd already missed the deadline. But I spent a great year travelling around Australia and enjoying the Australian way of life. I feel I've grown up now and become more responsible, and that I'll study harder because of my break.
Speaker 5.
I was all set to go off to university after I finished school, and even had the application forms ready to fill in. Then my grandfather got taken ill and he needed help to get around. I decided to go and live with him because my mum was busy with a full-time job and we didn't really live nearby. So I spent 6 months doing that. I was completely broke, but I had plenty of free time, and as he lives near the sea, I even took up surfing. It was great to experience something different. He's made a full recovery now, and I'm planning to go to university next year.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
At school, I always thought I'd wake up one day knowing exactly what I wanted to do with my life, but that never happened. I did like the idea of eventually going to university, but it felt like same again after 12 years of having my nose in books. When I was offered a job straight out of school, I took it without thinking. I changed jobs quite a bit before the penny finally dropped, and I realised that nursing was the career for me. I also felt that the time was right because I'd done a lot of growing up in the intervening years. So here I am at university at last.
Speaker 2.
Well, my wife and I got married really young, straight out of school. We just wanted to get on with being independent, I suppose, and getting on the first rung of the employment ladder was central to that. We both went out and got ourselves good positions, so financially we were secure. But after a few years, I felt I wanted to change direction in terms of my work, and I realised that higher education was the only way. My wife and kids tried to persuade me to do something in computers so I could earn loads of money, but I chose to do politics instead.
Speaker 3.
When I didn't apply for a university place in my final year at school, people thought I wanted to take a year out for travelling. But I've wanted to be a vet for as long as I can remember. And I especially want to treat wild animals, and opportunities for studying that subject at university are few and far between. It actually took me ages to come up with one that exactly fitted the bill. Eventually, I got offered a place at a university in Europe, starting next year. At least I've got time to earn a bit of money to take with me, and I can hardly wait to go.
Speaker 4.
My parents dropped a bombshell when I was in my final year at school. They calmly announced that we were emigrating to Australia, where I live now. Staying behind to go to university was never an option for me, because Australia was a place I'd always fancied visiting. I think my parents just thought I'd be able to get straight into university in Australia, but the system's a bit different here, and it turned out I'd already missed the deadline. But I spent a great year travelling around Australia and enjoying the Australian way of life. I feel I've grown up now and become more responsible, and that I'll study harder because of my break.
Speaker 5.
I was all set to go off to university after I finished school, and even had the application forms ready to fill in. Then my grandfather got taken ill and he needed help to get around. I decided to go and live with him, because my mum was busy with a full-time job and we didn't really live nearby. So I spent 6 months doing that. I was completely broke, but I had plenty of free time, and as he lives near the sea, I even took up surfing. It was great to experience something different. He's made a full recovery now, and I'm planning to go to university next year.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.